The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Miss Angela. Angela, how are you?
I'm good.
So same question to you. Where are you at and where do you think I can help?
And again, where I'm coming from is very much like Rosie. I've been in and out of network marketing for many years, but I've been more of a customer, you know, using the product, loving the product, but never really being successful with the business. Always had this vision and dream that I could do it and still do, but struggled with, a lot of it was honestly, Ray, not understanding how to work network marketing. It's too simple. You know, it's like I came from corporate America. I thought there had to be all these whistles and bells and things I was supposed to be doing. And
were you successful in corporate America?
Yes. Yeah. I worked in IT for like 30 years and I had a very good career, but I wanted to be an entrepreneur.
What'd you do in IT?
I started off as a programmer and then I eventually became like a systems analyst and then a systems implementer. And I enjoyed it. It was good. It was, I had a lot of advantages. I got a lot of training. I got to travel.
Where do you find yourself not showing up in network marketing?
Well, I first wanted to say that shout out to Jenny Hendrickson, who's my coach. I joined in a circle. And one of the things, the big thing I have done that I've never done before is I have co-prospected for the last 3 months and I have reached out to over 500 people. And I think if I combined every other network marketing thing I ever did, I would have never hit that kind of a number.
Nice. Awesome.
And so it's been a big thing for me. And I've gotten, to a point where I've only gotten a couple of real nasty grams in it, but I'm moving past that. So that's been a huge, just accomplishment for me to have done the do every day and, and set goals and say, I'm going to prospect this many people and do it. So I need to keep moving further. But the thing that I really struggle with is it's my fear of being seen and heard. I really want to do, Facebook Lives. I've done some, but I can't even watch them myself. And so I want to build that courage muscle. And one of the other things that really hit me the other day was I listened to Mary Kate, and she said that somebody she worked with over the years had said something about her being an extrovert. And she said, no, I'm really an introvert. And she said, I think you're mistaking my confidence for extroversion. And when I heard that, I was like, yeah, that's really what I want. You know, I want that confidence. And I realized I have to step out to get it. But, I still like it's that thing that I push away. You know, I find something else to do.
So is it that you don't like the recognition? Is that?
No, it's not that. It's that I can't look at myself. You know, like I did this one video in this that Jenny had said, do one on chakras. So I did it and I ran into this neighbor and she said, oh yeah, I saw your video and it just really helped me. And I was like, I can't even watch it. You know, I just seeing myself on a video is just like, who is that person? I don't know. I just have a really hard time looking at it.
Hmm. Yeah. So at some point I can resonate with what you're saying.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw Play to Win, Play to Win season two.
I did see some of it.
But, you know, one of the contestants said that there was a time in her life where she couldn't stand looking in the mirror. And that was me. I hated, you know, there was a time in my life where I hated looking in the mirror. And the reason that, so my coping mechanism with my low self-worth for most of my life has been a workaholic. So if I'm a workaholic, then I don't have to spend time with myself. And it's a distraction, right? I would say that at some point you had something made you believe that you weren't worthy, or that you weren't good enough, or whatever that caused that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you know when?
I remember things that I remember as a child one time wanting to, my cousin sang in this, you know, like at church one Sunday night. And I was like, on the way home, I said, I want to sing in church. My mother was like, well, you have to be invited. You know, you have to be asked. And so I never felt, you know, good enough. And when you were talking about, you know, yourself, you know, like your knee and getting injured, I remember I was supposed to sing in school one time, and it was just in a chorus. And my mother came home with this skirt she and my grandmother had made. And there was something about it that just didn't resonate with me. And then I got strep throat. So I didn't want to go, you know, I didn't have to sing the thing. And so I've always been kind of.
I didn't understand what you said about your mom came home with what?
My mother went over to my grandmother's, and we had to have something to wear, I guess, to this thing. And she had made this skirt. And I think I wanted a part of, you know, choosing it. And it was just like some scrap of material my grandmother had. And they just whipped up the skirt and said, here, Angela, you can wear this to the thing. And it just, I was like, oh, no. And so then I got sick. And so I didn't have to show up for that. And it's the showing up and being visible.
I mean, it's, you know, the advice is not that it's always this way, but the advice is real similar, you know, to Rosie. Did you see, were you a part of Rankmakers Live 2020?
Yes, I think so.
Do you remember Heather Cranston?
No.
So Heather, she was one of my laser coaching sessions, and Heather said she was absolutely terrified of being on camera and terrified of doing a video and all this. And we figured out that one of the issues was she gave a speech in high school that didn't go well. She got made fun of. She, you know, what, you know, had issues there. And that just made her gun shy, you know, to do any video ever. And so we helped her work through that. And she actually did a video on the break, and we reviewed it after. And it was amazing. Like, it was absolutely incredible. Like a pro, like a total pro. And so, you know, same advice to you is there are so many people out there that don't feel they have a voice. That's what makes it so important for you to show up, is you're standing for all those people. I mean, I, you know, throughout my life in multiple, you know, scenarios, I remember being told, well, who do you think you are? You know, why are you doing that? Why should you do that? Why should you get that? And so, you know, I stand for the underestimated. I stand for the, you know, for the underdog. It's why, you know, if I look at the movies, you know, that really emotionally move me, it's like, you know, when Billy Elliot, you know, dances in front of his dad, it's like that underdog, you know, moment. Rudy, I mean, oh my God, you know, seeing Rudy get on the, you know, that underdog, that's, you know, and I think this is why it's so important to me to fight for the non-influencer in network marketing, because there's so many of them that aren't being fought for. And so I use it as my marching orders, right? I have to be as brave as the people who need me and serve the person I used to be. So I used to always feel like the underdog. And, you know, and I, in fact, at one point in my life, I needed to be doubted for me to take anything seriously. Mm. And so I required doubt.
Wow. Okay.
And so, you know, for you, and, you know, speaking of, you know, chakras, you know, your number one and number two are the ones you probably know you got to work on. You know this?
Yeah.
And that takes time. Those are the lower ones are the toughest. And you know, but what will help you is when someone who is the same person that you used to be thanks you.
Mm.
So when someone comes to you and says, "Hey, I really struggle with this, but because of your videos, I kept going," or "because of your videos, it really helped me." And you know, it may take you a little bit to accept that. It took me many years to accept praise, to accept that kind of feedback that I actually did make a difference. But I want to help you with something I wish I learned earlier. And that is, if you don't accept it, it's actually negating to them.
That's powerful.
Which that will play, because we play little mind games with ourselves, yep. Right? So you would never want to make someone feel negative or less than or not special like you felt different times in your life. So yeah. If you can build that in of I have to accept praise, or it's actually going to belittle them. It's going to negate them.
Okay.
And so you're fighting for them and also accepting their praise, because you will get that. The more vulnerable you are and the more you show up because of how difficult, you know, it's been for you and how many things you've been through in this regard, it's going to help a lot of people.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
It does.
And I wouldn't worry so much about, I don't watch any of my videos. Like someone interviewed me the other day and she's like, Hey, did you listen to the interview? And I'm like, I've never listened to any interview that I've done.
Thank you.
Ever in my life. Like I never, I'm like, hey, I was there. Why do I need to listen to it? You know? And so I don't watch any of my videos. I don't listen to any of my interviews. So you don't have to get too hung up on that, but you putting it out there is what's going to change your life and the lives of others.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It definitely does.
And so know that you're in a position where it's not you needing to seek permission for you to shine. It's you taking it as a duty for you to have put yourself in these, in all the random consequences that ended here and you on this, you know, Free Coaching Friday, means you have within you the duty to serve other people that need your help. And it's not, it's a duty that I proudly wear. I don't look at it as, something around guilt or something. I look at it as it's an honor. It's my honor to fight for the underdog, to fight for the person that's been underestimated, to fight for the person that feels like they're never important or never a priority. And you can pick up that marching, banner too, which will, by doing that, will increase your self-worth, impact those lower chakras, make you feel better, which will only just continue the spiral upward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very helpful. Yeah, I think for me, it's always been that fear of judgment, like being judged.
Yeah, from your past. Yeah. And just recognizing your program doesn't mean you're never going to have a bad experience, right? So mm-hmm. like with me, I've had a lot of relationships where I was betrayed, and that's what had me in third grade, my guidance counselor sharing what I shared with her, that built my betrayal emotional block. So I wouldn't let people in. And now that I recognize this, and I recognize that I'm not truly showing up with this block up, because people take it as their own issue, like I don't like them or I'm elitist or whatever. So by lowering that block doesn't mean I won't be betrayed. It just means if I am, that's their loss, because I'm doing cool shit. I'm going to impact a lot of people, a lot more people than I already have. So that's their loss. Like, bummer for them. that whatever, you know, they got going on made them betray me. And so it's not like you won't be judged. You're going to be judged, but it'll be worth it by the people that get benefit from what you do.
Okay. That's very helpful. Because I think the fear of judgment is the big thing. It's like, and I have been, you know, I have people that think what I do is not worth, you know, anything. And so that.
The only way to have a judgment-free life is just a place so small that no one notices. Just to hide in the, you know.
Done that.
not even hide in the chorus.
Yeah.
Right? Don't even go on stage.
Yeah.
Right? No judgment. Judgment-free zone. But we also don't impact anybody. We don't help anybody. We don't fulfill our purpose. And so it's you're always going to run the risk of betrayal, of judgment, of, you know, whatever else, of looking stupid. I've looked stupid quite a few times. But the risk of not showing up is much greater, to live a life that doesn't meet our purpose, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't fulfill joy, fulfillment, impact, providing value, providing service. And I know that you can help a lot of people.
Thank you.
Does that help?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you got a lot of great comments here. A lot of people are cheering for you, rooting for you. I know I'm rooting for you. But I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on here. Thanks for being vulnerable.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.